We are talking about this concept of uniting a disunited United States, because it seems like everywhere we turn, we find that there is division in this nation from coast to coast, from border to border, and it's amongst religions, it's amongst races. It's just out there, and it's out there everywhere. And so in this particular section of the program today, we want to discuss who is responsible for the division that we are seeing in America. You know, Dave, it's been my experience that there is a great divide between the baby boomers and the millennial generation, perhaps a greater divide than has been before other generations in time past. I think that you would agree with me in saying that this division between the baby boomers and the millennials has had its impact on ministry, on families, on government, in schools, in almost every place that we turn. I mean, it's even had a negative impact in families. I've seen families divided simply because of this great division between the baby boomers and the millennials. Now, you know, Dave, the current generation is called the Z generation. And that's another generation altogether. That would include those who are from about ages 3 to 21. And I'm certain that we are going to be doing more studies and even more programs on the Z generation. But having said that, Dave, who is responsible for this division that we see in America today? Is it the church? Is it the family? Is it the government? What about different races or even international policies? Is it the education system? Is it the media? You know, what really is the source of this great divide that we see in America today?
Gary, let me say this. While all of those that you just mentioned, church, family, government, different races, education system, media, all of those can be contributors. They can fuel a fire that is already burning, but they're not the one that started the fire. The one that is behind the division in America is none other than the devil himself. Now, let me just use an illustration if I could. Gary, we need to start teaching people, whether it's in our homes, whether it's within the context of the church, whether it's in the business world, or whether it's on the national stage, that everybody that's part of that entity, be it home, church, business, or nation, we're all on one boat. We're all on one boat. Take the name of the business, take the family name, or take the name of the nation, the United States of America, put that down the side of the boat, and you've got it. And here's a scientific fact about a boat, Gary. You can't sink half of one. You don't sink the officers' quarters of a boat and everybody else sail on as if there's no problem. No, the boat either stays up with everybody on board or the boat goes down with everybody on board. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but I've managed a restaurant during my college days, and I've been in a lot of shopping centers and visited a lot of stores in my lifetime. Have you ever asked a question in a department store and had the clerk or the person that was on the sales floor say this? Well, that's not my department. Well, every time I hear that, I want to ask this question: do they pay you by departments here? And they'll look at you funny if you ask that. And the point is this: nobody in a department store is paid by department. If their department doesn't make it one week, the employee still gets a paycheck. And so what I want to say is this: so your pay this week came from all the other departments that made money while your department lost money. So in one sense, those other departments became your department this week. My point is this: a business, Gary, a department store is a business. One business, everybody stays up together or they all go down together. The same is all the more true with a nation. If we don't communicate, there are certain core, fundamental, non-negotiable things around which we rally that should be greater than the few things that may divide us. Until we start placing the emphasis there, the division is going to continue. If we place the emphasis there, then this division can cease.
Well, it goes back to the old saying that united we stand and divided we fall. And we also need to recognize, as you very clearly brought out there, that the devil, who is the accuser of the brethren, is not one who likes to see unity. And he will do everything possible that he can to bring division. You know, I mean, in every entity, in every part of our nation. You know, the devil does not like the principles upon which this nation was established, David. And if he can get us divided over those principles, then he's had a victory.
He has, Gary. And if you think back to the Constitutional Convention in 1787 in Philadelphia, when controversy and division and debate reigned, and in the midst of that, the oldest member, Ben Franklin, 85 years of age, stood up in the middle of that and said, if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without God's notice, is it probable a nation can rise without his aid? I move that we pray. And of course, they did pray. And out of incredible disunity, strong opinions, strong, very opinionated men came unity to craft this incredible document called the United States Constitution that has stood us well for 200 plus years. Our country's 200 and almost 42 years of age. The Constitution, of course, is a little bit younger than that, but it has stood us well for 200 plus years. And Gary, it is interesting to me that God, a pursuit of God, a seeking of him, was what brought unity at the Constitutional Convention. I don't think it's an accident whatsoever that our president is repeatedly, every time he speaks, appealing to prayer, to God, because I think he gets it. He understands that is the one thing that can once again bring unity to this country if we seek God.
Well, you know, it's interesting that even at the Values Voters Summit earlier today, Dave, one of the first statements that President Trump gave was this. He said, our nation is sustained by the power of prayer. He does get it, doesn't he?
I think he does, Gary. I don't think this is in any way coincidental. I don't think it's accidental. And I know someone listening may say, well, you know, we're not a nation that all believes in Jesus Christ. And we have different varying religious persuasions. But Gary, the one common denominator that was true in the days of the founding of the country, not all of those men were Bible-believing Christians either, but they did all have a healthy respect for the divine. They understood there was a divine creator to whom we would all one day give an account, and we could rally around that and some non-negotiable core principles that would keep this nation together. And I want to use this phrase, Gary, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Boy, that's a powerful statement. Mm. That's definitely true with our nation. Rather than focusing on the individual parts and those things that divide us, the whole, keeping this nation moving, this grand and glorious experiment in freedom, is greater than any individual right, agenda, whatever you want to call it, that I or anybody on Capitol Hill has. The nation being advanced is what's most important.
You know, Dave, several years ago, you and I were in a discussion in Washington, D.C. with a dear friend of ours who is now with the Lord. That was attorney Bernie Reese. And during that discussion, he said something like this: America is nearing another civil war. Now, if you recall that discussion, you'll remember that it was in the context of discussing the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, as there are those who were saying that we need another declaration and we need another constitution. Now, I don't know if you remember that discussion or not, but Bernie said, I think that we need another we are nearing another civil war. And in saying that, he was not suggesting another war of guns and rifles and cannons necessarily, although I suppose that could happen. But Bernie was talking about a civil war that would totally rework the principles and the philosophies that America was built upon, and that would re-identify what our nation is all about. And maybe we also need to have a civil war to bring us back to those basic founding principles that this nation was established upon. I'm wondering, do you think that we are getting close to a civil war in America today?
Gary, I remember that conversation with Attorney Reese very, very well. And I remember it was in the context of great concern about where the administration that had just been elected, and I'm talking about the Obama administration, where they were going to take us. And Gary, I don't think there's any question but what President Obama did his best to move us off the foundation of a constitutional republic and to take us a very globalist, anti-nationalist, and I don't mean white nationalism. I'm talking about strong emphasis on nation, America first, a lot of the things the president's currently talking about. Obama tried to move us away from that, and we should not be surprised, I don't think, that we sit now, eight, almost 9 years removed from the election of that man, we sit on the precipice of perhaps the most divided time we've ever had, and perhaps even another civil war. So yes, Gary, I think if something doesn't change, we are rapidly moving toward the possibility of another great internal division in this country like the Civil War of the 1800s.